Good morning at 6:51.
It's been 2.5 months since oil started gushing from BP's blown-out well. Now crude has washed up on the shore of every state in the Gulf. Associated Press correspondent Bill Fuller is in New Orleans and joins us live. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes today, Bill.
Good morning to you. It's day 77.
We have heard that a small number of tar balls has washed ashore in Texas. What's the latest beyond that?
They're trying to determine whether those tar balls are actually from the oil spill or not. They think that maybe they were attached to some boats that moved through, but, you know, it'll be a while before we determine that. Also, some tar balls showed up in Lake Pontchartrain north of New Orleans yesterday, a few tar balls. But this is all due to the weather we're having here right now. We had a little low-pressure system that moved into Louisiana last night west of here in Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish, and with that low-pressure system, it brought southeasterly winds and higher tides and coastal flooding, which means that any oil out there in the Gulf is now coming over the booms they've got and just working its way further in the marsh. As long as we have southeasterly winds, that means we get more of the oil from the Gulf, and it looks like that as this system moves inland, we continue to get bands of showers through the New Orleans area, which is affecting the spill area, which is 55 miles off the Louisiana coastline, where they're trying to clean up. And with rough seas, the skimmers can't work. Even the whale, or a whales, they call that big boat they brought in. It's a big ship. It's the size of 3 football fields. It can't work to skim oil because of the weather.
What can you tell us the progress right now, Bill, with the skimming operations as well as the effort to drill that relief well?
Well, so far they're reporting about 23.5 million gallons of oil has been scooped up out of the Gulf of Mexico, and that they will continue to scoop as long as the well continues to gush oil out. The relief well, according to BP, continues to be drilled. They've actually got two, one that's going to get there probably before the other. They're still predicting in August, sometime in the 1st of August, before the first relief well gets in. And hopefully that'll relieve the pressure so then they can stop the leak that's going on right now.
Of course, as far as the psychology of people directly affected, it's gone from anger to anguish to desperation to maybe a sense of numbness. How would you describe it right now? Or are people just more determined than ever to get to work and deal with it as best they can, or what?
Well, this reminds me of Hurricane Katrina. I was here in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina hit, and we've gone through the same emotions as the hurricane. Of course, it's not affecting our homes in any way, where a lot of us didn't have a place to live. It's affecting more the livelihoods of our fishermen. People can't work. That has a lot to do with the way they feel. And the fishermen who go out every day looking for shrimp, oysters, crabs, fish, they can't work. It's definitely having an effect on their lives.
Tell us about efforts to get more money to affected families and businesses sooner. I know that BP has indicated yesterday that they've already spent more than $3 billion, but Louisiana officials say that money is not reaching the people who need it most.
Well, BP said they've paid out a lot in claims. I was looking here at the latest figures this morning. They said that they paid out roughly $147 million in claims. That's 47,000 claims, and that's only half, they say, of what they received so far.
Mm. So still a lot more to do.
Oh, lots more.
Bill, thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it.
That's Associated Press correspondent Bill Fuller joining us live from New Orleans.